Season 1, Episode 4, the one with all the squares, is a group exhibition which features the work of 48 artists from El Paso and beyond. We're all invited to catch the show at the El Paso Frame Co. from now through December 23rd. Here to tell us all about it is Michael Monsiváis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Michael, we got to get this elephant in the room taken care of.
Yeah, that's right. We are not related.
We are not related. We could be, possibly. As far as the spellings of our last names, they couldn't be more different.
I know. And I know we talked about it earlier, but I've never seen your spelling before.
And I've never seen yours.
Yeah, I've seen it with a V and an S at the end, but not that extra S in the middle there.
See, and I would wager to say that some people are missing an S.
Oh, there you go. No, I would take it and be like, no, we're extra. We needed that extra S.
Yeah, right. So my last name has 10 letters in it. Yours has 9. Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. It's that S.
Yeah. I've never really seen it my way either. I mean, other than my family, because we have the B and the Z. It's weird. I'm sure we've got some relatives somewhere way back. Someplace.
Something happened somewhere. And names and letters were changed, but the pronunciation kind of stayed the same.
Yeah, totally.
So let's talk about your frame company, because you all opened up in the middle of a pandemic.
We did. Yes, yes. I met my partners, Michael and Lauren White, right when the pandemic was starting. And we all just kind of like bonded. We had all worked in frame shops before, and we had frame shop experience. We all just kind of like nerded out about framing and art and all of it. And we just, after a while, we threw out this idea of like, what if we opened our own shop? And, you know, opened the shop with this idea of doing framing the way we want it. You know, we had big ideas and we wanted to do all these fun, crazy customizations. And even the way our shop is designed, we just had a lot of ideas. And we were very grateful, or very fortunate rather, that we were able to kind of make it happen. And we've been going pretty strong since May.
I mean, you guys are the technicians behind the frames. I know it's not an easy job. It requires a lot of mathematics. I'm not good at that. But to want to actively do elaborate framing, you got to really love it, right?
Yeah, no. And it's funny because whenever we have this conversation with people, we just talk about how we're giant frame nerds, you know, and we love framing, and we love sort of being, and beyond that too, of sort of having a gallery space and working with artists and collaborating. And that's, again, even going to the way we designed the shop, it feels very much like an art studio when you come in. We wanted that idea of collaboration between artists and us, the framers and interior designers and collectors and all these different people coming together and us sort of producing this one object. And yeah, I mean, we do really love it. We talk about that all the time. We have a really cool job.
It's not bad at all. And I imagine, like, what's it like being surrounded by different art? Because you don't know what's coming in the door, right?
Yeah, no, we don't. That's the best part. We get to see so many cool things just every day. The things that come in and out of here, obviously a lot of it is art, but sometimes it's like keepsakes or memorabilia or family heirlooms, things with a lot of history. And that's exciting. You know, every day is different and every day is a new challenge. If somebody wants something framed that's 6 feet by 9 feet, and how do we do that? You know,
yeah.
That's what is exciting. And those are the things that we love about our job. We talk about it all the time. We really love our shop.
So I was, you know, I read the title of the show, Season 1, Episode 4, The One with All the Squares. There's an obvious Friends reference there. Are you all big Friends fans, or is it just because the naming is easy?
You know, when we came up with our first show, which was our inaugural show back in May, you know, when we first met and we started bonding, we made a lot of TV references and jokes. We joked about The Office a lot. So when it came time to title our first show, they came up like, oh, we should call it a pilot. So we just kind of snowballed from there, and we're like, okay, well, let's call our first year Season 1. So every episode or every show is a new episode. And for this one, it was such a big show and everybody is working on 12-inch by 12-inch wood panels. We gave all the artists a wood panel to work on with all the same restrictions. So it's literally going to be a giant wall full of squares. And we thought the title seemed appropriate.
I mean, it tells you what you're looking for. I mean, there's no surprises.
Exactly. You're going to see a bunch of squares. Yeah.
So how did you get to 48 artists? Because coordinating artists is, it's like herding cats. Coordinating 48 artists, I mean, you guys are ambitious.
We knew we wanted it to be big. We have, our gallery space has like one major wall in it. So we were just kind of doing the math and we were like, well, we knew we wanted it to be big. And we wanted people to stand in front of like this huge grid, you know? So it really came down to the number of panels that looked best on the wall. And then, sure, we thought about, what if it was 72? Or, you know what I mean? we started getting really crazy. But we settled on 48 because it seemed like feasible. It's been tricky, but it seemed feasible. And again, it was very important for us to supply the wood panel for the artists. So we had to be able to produce them. And yeah, 48, it's a lot, but it's really cool. We're really excited. 26 of them are local and 22 are from out of town. And I think that was really important to us too, that we wanted a very broad range of work and to feature a very diverse group of work. And that's, we felt 48 gave us an opportunity to kind of do that, you know?
Have you been able to see any of them yet?
Oh yeah, we have most of them.
Yeah. A
couple of them are still, we're still waiting on. But no, we've most of them are in and they look awesome. It's a really rad show, actually. Like really, really cool.
Well, I mean, it sounds amazing. And I mean, and you guys are framers, so I imagine it's going to be like a perfect grid.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a perfect grid. It's crazy.
Like,
we've like had them all laid out, at least like the ones we've had. And as they keep coming in, we keep taking them all out just so we can put them all together and see them all together. But it's just super cool to see them in large groups too.
Yeah.
And just like to move from one piece to the next. It's really fun. It's really exciting.
So, okay, maybe we don't get you in trouble with the local artists. I'm not going to ask you to name drop local artists. Name drop some of the people that aren't from here and kind of tell us a little bit about them. Maybe pick two or three.
Two or three. Yeah, so we have Sam Rodriguez. He's an artist based out of San Jose. He's doing really amazing work. He's done really amazing work for a long time. He's working mostly digitally now, but his work is still just super rad. Let's see. We have Steven Eichhorn. He's from Chicago. He's a collage artist, and he does these incredibly intricate paper collages, generally of cactus. You have to see them in real life because they're just super, super impressive. Yeah, I mean, so many. There's so many.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave too many people out or anything like that. We have Luisa Sala. She's an abstract artist from Mexico City. We're really excited to have her. Super flat, non-objective kind of work, but it's really fun. We have Carla Weeks from Portland, Maine. So really from all over.
So cool. And how do you know these artists or how do you reach out to them?
Most of the artists I did know in some capacity, maybe even just kind of slightly or have a small connection with just through my own work and sort of network. Most of them, yes. I would say, you know, there are a handful that maybe I didn't know at all and we've never communicated ever, but they were super cool and super gracious and were down to
be happening.
Yeah. And that's really exciting that, you know, people want to send work here to El Paso. That's why it's, you know, just as important for us to have non-local work here, you know, to get people excited about what's going on here. You know?
And you said before we started recording that you're also an artist. What's your medium of choice?
I'm a painter also. I work primarily in abstraction. I work with gouache and acrylic, but I'll have a panel on the show too.
Aha. So we'll have to find it. What about your partners? Are they artists as well?
So they're not visual artists. Lauren, she has a background in fashion and Michael has a background in music. So as far as like visual arts, I'm like the only quote unquote artist, but we're all come from creative backgrounds, you know? And what we do every day is super creative. So yeah, I'm the only one in the shop that'll have a piece. But yeah.
So you opened in May, you're on your fourth show. Do you have a sense for what season two is going to look like? Do you guys have a like a program map?
We do. Yeah, we're actually almost pretty booked up. So season two will officially start on our anniversary show, which will be in May. Mm-hmm. And that'll be another group show, because that's what the pilot show was. It was a group show of 14 artists. And again, we split the lineup between locals and non-locals. So we'll probably do that again. And it'll be celebrating our first year, you know. As for the rest of season one, I think we're going to take a few months off. And then we're going to come back in the in March, where we'll have a solo show from Kristen Apalaca.
Oh, fun. She's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's always killing it.
So I'm one of these people that's obsessed with framing my art. And it can be pricey and it cannot be pricey. So what do you tell people, you know, because it's like, okay, well, you're either going to put thumbtacks on this thing that you really like, or you find a way to make it look nice.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, that's our mission here is, of course, we want to do super fun and elaborate framing. But it's also our goal here is to be affordable and accessible to anybody and everybody. And, you know, whether you're framing on a budget, we want to make sure that we're protecting the work, that the work is being preserved and will last. And yeah, you know, we have a philosophy here where we want the framing to sort of be an extension of the work itself. So we really believe that framing can do that to the work. It can complete the work. And sometimes, yeah, it can be pricey. And the way I sort of relate that is it's a custom service, just like getting a custom suit made or a custom dress made. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a little bit more expensive, but I think in the end, it's worth it for the work or whatever it is that you're framing. It doesn't even have to necessarily be artwork. If it's something you just want to preserve, sometimes those things are important, you know?
Yep. Yep. And you got to give it a nice home. And yeah.
But we also have, I mean, there's so many alternatives. There's so many different things that we can do to, if you're, you know, on a budget or something like that, that we can help you just find a different way to present a work or to protect a work. There's all sorts of different things that we can do.
So really come in, have a conversation about it.
Totally.
And you'll come to some sort of agreement on how to
exactly. We'll find something for you. Yeah. Whether it's like all out, full on, you know, the works, or you just want to figure out the best way to display this piece, but also have it last. You know, that's definitely something we can do for you.
Well, there you have it. Today, my guest has been Michael Monsivais from El Paso Frame Co. They've got season one, episode four, the one with all the squares. That's a group show that's going to be happening from now through December 23rd. And like you heard it here, if you want to get something framed, they'll help you find your way through it. So by all means, visit them and check them out. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming to State of the Arts.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.